Good afternoon, Mr. Barack Obama. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. You might not know me, but I bet a lot of people that you know me. That's right. I used to be a somebody. And that's how I ended up getting all these nice cars and this nice house. And then something happened. A person by the name of Joe Biden came into office. Now, I got all this stuff with the hard work I did under Mr. Donald J. Trump. And I felt good about myself. Now, under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, do you know what I have to do to maintain this stuff? I ended up having to sell my ass. That's right, puffy style. Had to end up just a whole bunch of baby oil, all kinds of things that I'm just ashamed of. You know why? It's because of these bad policies that the Democrats have put out. Now, under Trump, I was able to work hard and had one of the largest names on the internet. Once Joe Biden came into office, I was banned. Facebook, YouTube, X. I'm banned on these things and they don't ban porn. Me, my words. Because of your policies, because you don't believe in dissenting arguments. And that's fine. But now I saw a video of you. And in that video, you were telling black men that they should vote. Vote for Kamala Harris. Vote for Kamala Harris because she's black. Black? Number one, I don't know no black folks walk around smelling like curry. Number two, I don't know no black women who hair don't fall off when the wind blow hard. Number three, I don't know no black folks who wash collard greens in bathtubs. Well, number four, let me tell you about this. How are black men supposed to vote for a woman? Because if she thought we were so important as black men, why didn't she think we were important enough for her to put us in the two most important positions in her life? You know what positions those are? Well, okay, she let her brother put it in a doggy style, but there's some other positions. Let me tell you what them positions are. Willie Brown, I'm sorry. The positions that she, the two most important positions she could pick was her husband and her vice president. And neither one of them was black. Matter of fact, there wasn't a black man in the running. So if we are supposed to support her in the most important decisions of our life, why didn't she support us in the most important positions in her life? But I got one last thing for you, Mr. Barack Obama. How about this? You said black men should vote for her because she's black. What percentage of her is black? What percentage of her is female? Think about it. Let it sink in. Let it marinate. See, from what I was told, she's 100% female. She's probably like 2% black. So why are black men supposed to vote for her en masse, all of us, or we gonna get talked down to by you? But females are voting for her in a smaller percentage than black males are. So females don't get called out. Females don't get their name talked about. Females are okay. You allow them the freedom of choice. You don't go and tell females that they have to vote for someone. But then again, you allow females to kill babies. Yeah, because you call that a right to kill babies. But me choosing to vote for a man who got me all this and I didn't have to sell my bohunkus. You think I should not want to vote for him again so I can vote for this black woman who laid up with a white man taking care of his white kids? But the women who all share the same DNA as her, which is funny because you say, if I'm misogynist for not voting for her, what do you call all these women that aren't voting for her? What are they called? Do you have a name you want to call them? I would hope you would call them something since you felt the need to call us something. Because there are more women who won't vote for a woman. She's not a man and she ain't black, but you told us we must vote for her. Sir, there's a lot of black women who are saying they won't vote for Kamala Harris. Instead of respecting us and respecting the fact that just like they have the right to kill a child, their body, their choice, well, how about it is my body, my ballot, and my choice? And instead of respecting the fact that black men are not a monolith and you can't tell us what to damn do because we grown as hell. If you was a real black man, you wouldn't have sat up there and said, you brothers. Because a real brother would punch you in your face. Walking yourself out there and you were raised by white women. two white women, a racist white woman, and you supposed to be extra black? Boy, stop. Neither one of y'all were raised by black women, and y'all tell us how important black women are. How do you know? Anyway, please, sir, until y'all give me my YouTube back, until y'all give me my social media presence back, because all I did was tell the truth. And again, y'all would rather have men running around pretending they women. Y'all would rather have grown men dressed up as women teaching little boys than me to have the freedom of speech. And I told you black men when they were erasing me from social media that after they come for me, they coming for you. And if y'all vote for Kamala Harris right now, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be selling your ass too. I'm out.